Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. I'm speaking with my colleague and friend, Michael Yan, Michael underline Yan, war correspondent. He's in Panama City. He's following the journey of a young Haitian family who believe that ahead of them, they will be able to cross into America, cross the American border, and find a new life. Michael, this family, we follow it very carefully through your communication, and you will continue to follow it. But it's part of a large group of people that you saw, whom you saw in Colombia, and you've seen more in Panama City. These people are heading north, but it appears, Michael, from your reporting and from what I read, they do not know what's ahead of them. They do not understand that the border is now completely dominated by the cartels, and that on the American side, the Border Patrol, the Department of Public Safety in Texas, and the various authorities all the way through to California. They do not know this yet. However, they all have a dream. Michael, what have you been able to learn about why they've chosen now to come to America? Do they talk about why now and why not a year ago during the pandemic, or why not next winter when there are not many crowds?
Oh yes, I mean, we asked that question down in Colombia. They had been in Colombia, they had been in Chile for a couple of years and had been, you know, making money enough to buy iPhones and jewelry, and they looked well dressed. They looked healthy. I mean, young Michael was 12 years old. He's kind of chunky, you know, he's kind of heavy even for an American kid, you know? And they were living well. They seemed quite happy. But when Biden became president, that was the starting gun. So like, bang, you know, they took off. And we've seen, just as we've seen that flood just come across the border that we all know about now, that's what they're responding to, as are many of the others. Now, when I say I don't know what the size of the group is, we know what size approximately the group was that went in. But once they got inside of the jungle, there's no doubt that they mixed around with other groups, because every day other people are going in. And they're getting, you know, they get caught up. They had to stay in the camp in Panama for a while, and then they had to stay in another camp on the Costa Rica-Panama border. So, you know, so they're undoubtedly they're not with the same group that they came in
with. Right. What are the size of the camp that you saw in Panama, Michael? You were not allowed in, but you saw a camp. How many people would you say were inside?
Maybe a couple hundred, maybe 300. Actually, Chuck Holton, when they wouldn't let us in, I was with Chuck Holton, so we drove away for about a mile, and he launched a drone and droned it, and he's actually published that drone footage. So you can see, you know, from above with very high quality footage. It's not a huge camp, but it's certainly more than a few dozen. It's hard to tell how many people there are inside the structures. We just can't see.
All right. So it's a transit camp. I understand. And was your information the same thing in Costa Rica and in Nicaragua? Do they all maintain transit camps for people coming north?
Yes. So they're going, you know, this is well-established routes, by the way. This is nothing new. This is not ad hoc. I mean, they've been doing this for years, right? And only under Trump did it kind of, you know, wane to a trickle. But now it's, you know, it's a full fire hose. You know, people are getting through as fast as they can.
And the people they're traveling with, the large people, the people you saw in Bogota, they all believe that when they get to the American border, they can cross somehow. That's their belief. Do they know about what's going on at the border? Do they have fresh information? You say that they have iPhones. They can read in the news that hundreds, thousands of people are being turned back. Do they know about this?
They say, you know, the 16-year-old, for instance, she chatted that, you know, when we were communicating, that she has some doubt whether or not they're going to be able to make it in. And she does have family, she said, in, for instance, New York, Boston, and Miami. So, I mean, she clearly has communication with, you know, with people within the United States who are, according to her, her family.
So there are Haitians in the U.S. now who would be able to help them if they cross the border. And she's a minor, and her brother's a minor. So if they make it across the border and are taken into care of the authorities, they will be taken to an unaccompanied children encampment in some fashion. That's where they'll be kept. Do they know about that? Do they know they'll be separated from their mother?
No indication of that. And I haven't said anything, but I can. I will say something and see.
I'm just because it's in the news, Michael, and Medese has the news in her iPhone. I wondered if that's a consideration for them. Now, you see other people besides the Haitians. Do they all have the same rosy scenario that if we make it to the American border, we can get in? Is there indication any of them understand the news?
Many of the men, especially the ones that look like they're in their 20s and 30s, they're quite aggressive. And in fact, Customs and Border Patrol told me that in Texas and New Mexico, that they will often fight. And remember, the Haitians fought in Panama recently and entered some Cinefront, some Panamanian Border Patrol. And so, they seem to realize they have a fight in front of them.
And, Michael, because you're witnessing this from Panama, the Panama authorities know this is going on. They could close their border, correct? But they choose not to. Is that correct?
It's super easy to close the border. I mean, people have to make it through the Darien Gap. And then once they get through you can't just get by the Cinefront, the Border Patrol. It's too messy down there. And they've got defense in depth. I mean, there's Border Patrol that go back for at least 50 miles. I mean, we saw them everywhere. For at least 50 miles. And then they got to get over the Panama Canal. I mean, that's a pretty serious moat right there. And so there's really there's multiple places where you just can't get through if they don't want you through. For instance, how are you going to get over the Panama Canal?
Right. And the same story in Costa Rica, the same story in Nicaragua, the same story in Honduras, to your knowledge. The authorities could stop them, are able to stop them if they choose to, but they choose not to. Is that what we can summarize?
Oh, clearly. I mean, every one of these borders could be a stop. Every single one of them. It's too easy. I mean, they're going up the Pan Am Highway. They're going right up the Pan Am Highway. It's an artery. It goes right over the Panama Canal and right up there to Costa Rica and right to a designated camp. They aren't just bum rushing through here. They're going up under the guidance and under the control of the Panamanian authorities, and then the Costa Rican, then the Nicaraguan,
right,
then the Honduran, then up to Guatemala, and then Mexico. And then finally, they do the bum rush across our border.
Right. Michael Yon will follow this young Haitian family headed somewhere to the Mexican border in the belief that they can cross, the whole family can cross into the United States. Michael, underline Yon is the Facebook address. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.